Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Courtney Thomas with your news briefing. Police have made an emergency declaration due to an unfolding incident at Oxley in South Brisbane. The PSPA was made just before 2 p.m. with boundaries encompassing Portal, Dowding and Greenview Streets. Residents within the exclusion zone are urged to stay inside their properties and lock the doors. We're told to avoid the area. Police are currently conducting emergency operations. Meantime, the search continues on the Gold Coast for a woman who was reportedly swept off the rocks at Currumbin overnight. Acting Superintendent Scott Knowles says a man raised the alarm around 9:30 p.m, but he was not present when police arrived.
We've looked at council CCTV and we've looked at the CCTV from the surf club. Given the distance where these rocks are from the surf club, it's inconclusive as to whether there was actually a female there or not.
Queensland police have charged three young girls following investigations into a deprivation of liberty and robbery incidents in Noosa earlier this month. Officers allege that a 13-year-old girl was invited into a home where she was prevented from leaving and filmed whilst being assaulted, taunted and cut with a knife. And delegates from around the country have met in Brizzy today as they begin formalising plans for the Olympics. Moreton Bay Mayor Peter Flannery has been in attendance and hopes transport in his region is addressed ahead of 2032.
And the opportunity is to leverage that through the Olympics.
The Dolphins will be without Felice Kaufusi for Friday night's Brisbane Derby. He was found guilty of a dangerous contact charge at the NRL judiciary last night, copping a 4-game ban. And we don't know until the toss whether David Warner will return from injury for tonight's one-day series decider against India. Former keeper Brad Haddon explaining on listeners' Willow Talk, the series, which is tied at 1-1, carries extra importance with a World Cup around the corner.
Important that we get the result, play the style of game we're playing at the moment, because we're just decided on an 11 for a World Cup in these conditions.